I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with your worldwide news update. Israel widened its war against Hezbollah militants in Lebanon Monday, killing at least 274 people and injuring 1,024 others in massive new airstrikes that raised fears of an all-out war. Israel's military said it attacked more than 300 targets, while Lebanon's state news agency reported heavy strikes across multiple regions in the southern part of the country. Thousands of people have fled southern Lebanon, jamming the main highway to Beirut. Speaking to reporters at a Beirut news conference Monday, UN Deputy Special Coordinator for Lebanon, Imran Riza, said the UN is working with the Lebanese government and international groups to help those fleeing the strikes. He said the situation between the two nations will not be resolved by continued fighting.
The solution, we all know, is political, is diplomatic. And certainly the special coordinator of the United Nations here is pushing very much in that direction. But as we see day after day, the situation is very difficult for civilians.
More than 140 world leaders will address the annual gathering of the UN General Assembly in New York this week, including U.S. President Joe Biden, who will give his final address to the body Tuesday. Ahead of the addresses and sideline meetings, the UN Secretary General presented a gloomy world outlook, as Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Ahead of the start of the GA, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says international challenges are moving faster than our ability to solve them.
Our world is ebbing off the rails, and we need tough decisions to get back on track. Conflicts are raging and multiplying.
Wars around the world, especially in Gaza and Ukraine, and the growing possibility of a wider Mideast war are expected to dominate many of the speeches. Julie Walker, New York.
You'll find more on these and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Under tight security, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky Sunday visited a Scranton, Pennsylvania ammunition factory to thank the workers who are producing one of the most critically needed munitions for his country's fight to fend off Russian ground forces. Zelensky expressed his gratitude to all 400 employees at the plant.
But I wanted very much to come here and to thank you. 400 people saved millions of Ukrainians. Because of the result of your work, I'm very thankful. Just from ordinary Ukrainians to you. And what can I say? Thank you so much. You helped us to survive against Putin invasion.
The Scranton plant is one of the few facilities in the country to manufacture 150-millimeter artillery shells and has increased production over the past year. Ukraine has already received more than 3 million of the shells from the U.S. Zelensky will speak at the UN General Assembly meeting in New York Tuesday and travel to Washington Thursday for talks with U.S. President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. Sri Lanka's new far-left leader took office as president Monday, promising change in the island nation, which is emerging from its worst economic crisis in more than seven decades. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
Sri Lanka's new leftist leader, Anuradha Kumara Dissanayake, was sworn in as president on Monday. Long led by powerful political families, millions of Sri Lankans voted for the Marxist-leaning parliamentarian. Dissanayake's first task will be setting up a new cabinet and wooing parliament, where his party has just three of 225 seats, and hoping to pass a budget under the terms of a $2.9 billion bailout from the International Monetary Fund. The country's economy buckled in 2022 under a severe foreign exchange shortage. That left it unable to pay for imports of essentials, including fuel, medicine, and cooking gas.
That was Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reporting. A Soyuz capsule carrying two Russians and one American from the International Space Station landed in Kazakhstan Monday, ending a record-breaking stay for the Russian pair. Associated Press correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Right on the money. A textbook touchdown on the steppe of Kazakhstan.
A NASA TV commentator marks the moment the capsule landed on the Kazakh grasslands, about 3.5 hours after undocking from the space station in an apparently trouble-free descent. Oleg Kononenko and Nikolai Chub blasted off for the space station over a year ago on September the 15th, 2023. They've now set the record for the longest continuous mission on the ISS. American astronaut Tracy Dyson, in her third mission into outer space, spent 6 months aboard. I'm Karen Chamas.
That wraps up this update, but the world and the news never stop. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Jeff Custer, VOA News.